Now, according to the producer, this is a show where literally anything is possible. However, I think that's probably a bit optimistic. Still, it's definitely a programme that's, well, it's got things in it.
Welcome to Concrete Cow, a sketch show made from words and actors. So, boys, we've been sitting here in the saloon playing cards long enough tonight. It's time to move on.
Don't you want another hand of poker, Jed?
I have my fill of poker, Jesse. Like I said, it's time to move on.
You want to load up the horse, then?
That's right. I reckon it's about time. Pass me my kit bag.
You want me to give you a hand? You had a few shots of whiskey tonight, Jed.
Nah, I reckon I can do it myself.
Well, I told you. Start with the saddlebags, then hang your rifle off the side.
No, Jesse, for the love of God. Then my water bottle, then my bullets, then my hat, and then my kit bag.
You put your kit bag on first last time, and look what happened.
I know. Here we go, then. Saddlebags. Rifle.
Yeah.
Water bottle. Kit bag.
Ah! Dang it!
Buckaroo, you lose again.
Right, so who is it today?
It's a new company. They make batteries, and they need someone to help with the name and product branding.
Right, so we need a strong brand name, like Powertron.
Powertron?
Yeah. Power representing the electrical power.
Oh, and the Tron being what exactly?
Just sounds macho.
Yeah, I like it,
yeah. Okay, so if the brand is Powertron, what do you call the product?
The Powertron Supermax Mega Long Lasting Life Battery Extra Plus.
We're not leaving ourselves much room for an upgrade, are we?
Yeah. Well, you've got to start somewhere, haven't you?
I just can't help thinking about the trouble we had with that music album we did.
The best possible assembly of absolutely perfect songs since the dawn of time and at all points in the future?
Yeah.
Well, I think we got away with the follow-up.
No, I disagree. I think we lost credibility with the, okay, we've lied before, this really genuinely is the best possible assembly of absolutely perfect songs since the dawn of time and all points in the future, honest.
Yeah. See, I think Polly might be right. We did have that problem with that washing powder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The all-new non-biological hyper-white washing powder, which had the strap line. This powder will give a white that is not only the whitest white you've ever seen in your life, but the whitest white imaginable by the unaltered human brain, being white in the full sense of the word, derived from a total sense of absence of colour, and regardless of previous colour, makes all things so white and bright that they are invisible from across the universe with the naked eye, now with fabric softener.
It was because we had to make the box bigger to fit it all on.
Right. So with all that in mind, what do you suggest we call this battery?
Well, I think this product could run and run, so we've got to start low.
Okay, how about Powertron's groundbreakingly but surprisingly short-life battery?
Yeah, best to be safe.
Yeah, okay. Well, now, next on the agenda, we're having some problems with the new lager.
Oh, which one?
Worthley's. It's about your strap line, Steve. They're not sure about it. Can I read it back to you?
Of course.
Okay. Worthley's. Before you even think that there might be a better lager somewhere else in the world, let me just stop you there, and reassure you that a UN beverages resolution ratified by 237 world leaders has stated that to even imply that there might be a smoother, more reasonably priced lager anywhere in the known universe will be construed as an act of war, possibly provoking trade sanctions, and should it continue, airstrikes.
Yeah. What about it?
Well, we're now up to 239 world leaders.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Hello? Hello, is anyone out there? Robert, is that you? Look, I know somebody is there. Ah! Who are you?
I am your worst nightmare.
Sorry?
I am your worst nightmare. I am the living embodiment of your darkest fears. In the long decades of your pain, this will seem like a memory.
Sorry. Could I just stop you there? What did you say you were?
Your worst nightmare.
No, I don't think you are.
Yes, I am. I am a rotting 2,000-year-old mummy.
Oh, right, that's what you are.
Yes, a rotting mummy that is the embodiment of all your fears. You should be quivering in the corner. I can remove my own eye.
That is impressive. Doesn't that hurt?
No, I lost all feeling in that eye over 2,000 years ago. You're still not even slightly scared, are you?
No, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. You've gone so much effort and stuff.
No, it's okay.
Is this not working for you, then?
Well, you're supposed to tremble in mortal fear, then I swallow your soul, but it's just not happening, is it?
Well, I can see how people would be very, very scared of you.
Really? You think?
Yeah! I mean, it's great. You look fantastic. I mean, it's just half putrefied, staggering mummies with rotting limbs and eyes hanging on just by their bloody tendons do nothing for me. In fact, I'm strangely comfortable around them. It's cats is my fear. Now, if you'd been a large tabby cat hovering slightly above my face when I woke up, now that would have been terrifying.
This is flat 34A, isn't it?
No, this is a corner house. It's actually number 104 Hume Avenue. 34A Sunderland Street is the side door.
Camel tits.
It happens all the time, yeah. Last week, a washing machine turned up on my doorstep. Now, that was spooky.
Well, thanks anyway. Sorry to bother you. Hope you can go back to sleep all right.
Oh, yeah, be fine. Out like a light, me.
Bye, then.
See ya. Oh, is this your dung beetle?
Oh, yes, thanks. It's a scarab, actually. Flesh-eating.
Yeah, whatever.
I went out last week and I shot Jed McGraw.
Uh-huh.
Wild Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Old Dead-Eye Jack. Mm. Fingers Wilson, huh. And Two Guns Ned Harris.
Yeah, no, that's wrong. It goes Old Dead-Eye Jack, Fingers Wilson, Mad Jesse Shotgun, then Two Guns Ned Harris. Drink two fingers.
Dang it, I hate this game. Have you got battleships?
Oh, that was amazing.
All in a day's work, ma'am.
But you can see through walls, melt guns with your laser eyes, repel bullets, fly, everything.
I'm just using the gifts I was given to serve my country.
Oh, well, I think you're amazing.
Now it's time to get you home. Where do you live?
On Honeysuckle Boulevard.
What, the one with the apple trees down the middle?
Yes, that's the one.
Well, do you mind if I drop you here?
Right, you're going to let me walk all the way home in the dark by myself, are you?
Well, it's just I get an allergic reaction to blossom.
Oh, right, is that like your kryptonite?
Well, no, it just makes my laser vision faulty for a few days. No, my real kryptonite is dairy products. They completely take away my superhuman strength.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, goat's cheese is the worst. Can't fly for weeks after that, you know. Plus, I get very, in the thing there. Yeah, and, my abilities are also affected by cat's pollen and nylon. In fact, this suit is killing me. Seriously chafing me around the tops of my thighs. And this cape, oh, it makes me sneeze. I specifically asked for brushed cotton, and I know for a fact this is part polyester. Yeah, I have an irrational fear of spiders, moths, and the rats, and I have an obsessive compulsive disorder, which means I wee myself whenever I slew.
Oh, I see. Is that why you have to go every time the police show up?
Exactly. Despite the fact that it would be nice to actually hang around and take some of the credit for my single-handed fight against crime, but if I did, I'd just be stood there in a pool of my own urine, which, incidentally makes my feet go all puffy because of the ammonia.
I can walk home from here, it's fine.
Siri, Anyway, he said to me, Mr. Chambers, your new dictionary is masterful, and everyone's saying so. And I wonder, how would you feel if we made it the official dictionary for Scrabble? So naturally I said yes, and... Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Collins, is it my go?
Yes, it is. Get a move on and stop rubbing it in.
No, but hang on, I thought it was my go.
No, Roger, you had a double word score.
Oh, excellent. Mars, splendid, fantastic.
But hold on, isn't it Webster's turn next?
No, we've banned him. Locked him in the lavatory.
It's so unfair, and it's called a restroom.
He refuses to put down proper words.
I'm telling you, faucet is a worm.
Yes. Well, when you've realised that it isn't, along with sidewalk, elevator and zucchini, and when you've learned how to spell colour, honour, valour and candour, and when you've learned that words with two L's in are meant to have two L's in, and when you've stopped replacing S's with Z's, which is not pronounced Z, incidentally, and when you've learned the proper meaning of the words bum, pants and fanny, we might let you join in.
Okay, enough already.
Already? What do you mean already? You make no sense.
Calm down, right now. I think I've got something here, but I'm not sure if it's a word. Could you pass me my dictionary?
Yes, all right. You've made your point. I wrote one too, you know.
Right, where are we? Ah.
Hey.
What?
You just wrote a word in there.
So? It's my dictionary. My official Scrabble dictionary? Right, here's my word. Quegzog.
What?
So, that's 30, double word 60, plus 50 for using all my letters, that's 110.
You cheat! Charlatan, fraud, trickster, tosspot.
Come on, Collins, your go.
Right, I've got something. I'm not sure if it's a word. It's temesis. Can I have that?
No.
Christ, this is tricky. Right, steady hand, delicate work. I'm going in slowly.
Be careful.
Which shall I go for first?
The yellow. Go for the yellow.
Okay. Hold your breath.
No! The red.
What?
The red. It's the red.
Look, this is millimeter stuff. If I don't get this first time, boom, it's all over. Now, are you sure?
Yes. Go for the red one.
All right. I'll pull the red. Deep breaths. Firm hand. God, I'm sweating. Red it is.
Wait. No, yellow.
Make your mind up.
No, yellow. Red. Oh, I don't know.
Come on, man. Focus, goddammit.
Okay. Red. Red. Yes, definitely red.
Okay. I'm doing it now. Oh, fuck.
Plunk! It's my ghost.
No, this definitely isn't it.
Well, then these directions must be wrong.
Barbara's directions were perfectly adequate. It's just I think somebody lost concentration. Oh, you always do this.
I do not.
There's a man over there. Let's ask him.
We don't need to.
Ask the man.
You ask him.
He's on your side.
Excuse me. Hello there.
Lost, are we?
Well...
Yes, we are.
Semington Village.
Oh, well, you're very near. You go down this road.
Yeah.
Keep going straight past that garage.
Mm.
Then it's over that pedestrian crossing, then up to the roundabout, and it's the second exit.
Mm.
Now, don't take the first exit, or you'll go back in time 600 years.
Yeah.
So it's the second exit, and follow that road. Couple of miles and you're there. Did you get that?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Yeah.
So what did he say? Something about going back in time 600 years?
No, look, it's very easy. It's some of these lights and then up to this roundabout.
And which exit?
You
weren't listening, were you?
Yes.
So which exit is it?
That one.
No, you have no idea, do you? You're just pointing vaguely between the two exits, so you can blame me for taking the wrong one.
No, it's that one.
Right. Well, this sign should tell us anyway. What's it say?
Welcome to medieval England.
What?
Welcome to medieval England.
Oh, brilliant. All you had to do was remember which exit
well,
to
this
take.
This might just be a tourist place.
No, it isn't. That man over there clearly has the plague.
Can you not drive so fast? Do you know what the cobbles do to the suspension?
Well, if someone had listened to which exit to take, maybe we wouldn't have gone back in time 600 years. Around.
No, don't. Let's just try and cut across. You know, go through the early modern period and go through the Renaissance.
I'm turning around.
Look, can't we just call Barbara?
No, I don't think I have network coverage for this period. Anyway, we're running out of petrol.
But we can pick some up once we hit the 1920s.
No, they won't have unleaded. I'm not walking all the way back to the 21st century in these shoes. I'm turning around. Oh, great. Now I've just killed a peasant.
Just keep going.
No, I'm going to put him by the side of the road and leave my number.
We don't have time.
He's still twitching, look.
Wise King Solomon.
Ah, Zadok, what news?
The Queen of Sheba requests an audience to pay tribute to your supreme power and wisdom.
Ah, good. I've heard she's gorgeous. Mm. Do you think I should marry her?
I think you probably have enough wives to be going on with. We're up to 700.
Plus the concubines.
Yes.
I should at least offer to marry her. How about sometime next week?
Well, a bit busy, I'm afraid. You're marrying Princess Miriam on Monday, honeymoon Tuesday, Wednesday, stag do Thursday for your wedding to Princess Eliza, which is on the Friday.
Oh, no, Zadok. Not another stag do.
Your Majesty?
Well, being stripped naked and tied to a lamppost somewhere in Alexandria, it just isn't funny when you've already done it 700 times before.
Yeah.
And then there's the wedding presents. Honestly, I've enough steak knives to kit out an army.
How do you think we beat the Egyptians?
I've really got to stop doing this. Exactly how many times have I got married again?
Oh, 702, if you count three marriages to Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, this is a joke. Oh, speaking of which, I thought of another one today. Do you want to hear it?
Well...
I'm the king.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes. It goes, take my wife. It's okay. I've got 699 left.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Well, you've got to laugh. You've got to laugh all your cry.
May I cry?
Plus, with all these kids, every day I forget, on average, 6 birthdays, 3 anniversaries and a christening.
Yes, and which brings me on to, and I hate to bring it up, where will you be spending Christmas this year?
Oh, don't.
Now, it's great that Fanworth is allowed to start up a new rugby league team.
Yeah.
And being a brand new franchise, we've got a blank canvas as far as naming the team is concerned. Although some names have been taken by various teams around the world.
So what sort of names are we looking for?
Well, as a rule of thumb, most sport teams are named after animals, aircraft and freak weather conditions. So let's try and stick with those, shall we?
Right. Lions?
Gone.
Pumas?
Gone.
Panthers?
Gone. In fact, all the big cats have been taken.
Oh, what about aircraft?
Hawks, jets, tornadoes.
Hey, Beryl, you're very up on your military hardware.
Yeah, well, it makes no difference. Most of the decent aircraft have gone, including all assault helicopters and long-range bombers. The only one left is the Eurofighter.
Oh. We can't call ourselves the Fanworth Eurofighters.
Well, what about support aircraft?
Well, like what?
The Chinook.
The Chinook? It's hardly going to strike fear into the hearts of the Bradford Bulls, is it?
Oh. What is a Chinook, anyhow?
It's a short to medium range personal carrier without offensive capabilities.
You could throw a brick out of it.
No, Beryl's right. I mean, we can't be called the Fanworth Chinooks.
Oh. What about something like scorpions?
Well, the mayor has specified no invertebrates, mollusks, or warm blooded aquatic based life forms.
Oh. Oh, so can we have the duck billed platypus then?
No, actually, no, that is warm blooded. It just happens to lay eggs.
Oh, sorry.
Well, don't some teams use local features for a name?
Oh, what would that make us? The Fanworth Multistories.
Well, I've heard worse.
How about the Pizza Huts?
Ooh, now I can see that working financially.
Look, we haven't even thought about the weather yet.
Well, I can tell you now, the only ones left in that category are the downpours, the spring tides and the gusts of up to 60 miles an hour.
Well, what about 80 miles an hour?
Gone.
Go.
Just 60 more feet on the tunnel, sir, and we'll be coming up on the woods.
Well done, Adams. How are the fake papers?
Not so good, sir. We need a copy of the new Green Pass.
You hear that, Carter?
I hear you. Anything else?
Another strip light for the tunnel.
Yep.
And some wire.
Fine.
A camera.
Lens?
35mm with a shutter and a plate.
Okay. Leather or suede case?
Well, suede would be nice.
You're not going near water with it.
Might be.
Do you want me to get the suede especially lacquered?
Yes.
No problem. What else?
Some wire cutters, 26 German SS uniforms, and 4 plane tickets to Switzerland.
Okay.
And with the uniforms, can you make sure that the medals are, you know, the real thing? You know, gold.
18 carat?
19.
No problem.
Okay. Well, if you're asking, if I get back to Blighty, it might be nice to have somewhere to live. Perhaps just a little cottage near a railway station. Good access to the local conveniences, but still within striking distance of London and the countryside.
How many reception rooms?
2 and a third bedroom slash study.
Okay, here's the key. You gotta jiggle at the back door key in the lock to get it to open, and the lawn needs trimming.
Right. Oh, and one last thing. The captain wants to know how you're getting along with that little entertainment you were planning for the men.
Okay. Hit it, boys!
Oh, for goodness sake, why don't you just escape?
I would, but I'm getting cable TV next week, so...
It's lovely. Such a beautiful hotel.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's perfect. It'll be a brilliant honeymoon.
Yeah. Shall we consummate the marriage?
Oh, yes, let's. just one question. How did you find this hotel?
Well, actually, my parents came here for their honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a coincidence.
Yeah, apparently I was conceived at this hotel. Yeah. The name's Hotel St. Pierre, and that's why my parents called me Peter.
Oh, that's nice. You don't know which room it was or anything, do you?
Yes, I do.
It's not.
This one. Room 134.
And the bed.
The same one. It's antique furniture. They built them to last. I checked with the manager, and he said as far as he knew, it was the same.
Yeah, I'm going to ask a question now. These sheets can't possibly be...
Well, you'd have thought not, but by a strange quirk of fate, my father decided he wanted to keep them, you see. He bought them off the hotel and kept them safe and sound for this special day. I posted them ahead to the hotel. How romantic is that, eh?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the moment has definitely passed.
Majesty, this man stands accused of a most vile crime.
Very well. He deserves death.
Hang on, I haven't told you what he's done yet.
Oh. Well, what crime has he committed? Murder?
No.
Because if it was, it would be death by beheading.
No, Your Majesty, he hasn't committed murder.
Oh.
What he's done is he's taken some money.
Ah, theft. Then it's death.
Death?
Well, we'll cut his hands off and then it'll all go septic and eventually that'll kill him, won't it? Death!
Yeah, it might do, Your Majesty, but he hasn't actually committed theft.
Oh. Well, what kind is it? The rules are very specific. For robbery, the punishment is death by being dropped in boiling water. Mm. For armed robbery, it's death by being dropped in cold water, which is then heated up and left to bubble away. What's that called?
Simmering.
Yes, death by simmering. Then for burglary, you're dropped in... Oh, what is it?
You're dropped in hot water, parboiled, and then finished off in the oven. But the fat must be hot.
Ah, yeah, easy to forget that. You've got a parboiled criminal and then, oh, no, haven't heated the oil. They all go flowery, don't they?
Yes, I believe they can.
Anyway, what's this bloke up for?
Well, he hasn't really committed theft or robbery. It's rather a sophisticated fraud based on the new double-entry bookkeeping that's come from the East.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he's been factoring in profits that he probably shouldn't have declared.
Right. Then it's death by,
drowning?
Oh, he's not a witch, you idiot.
I did hear of a good one the other... I think the Ottomans do this. You push a wall onto someone.
To death?
Yes.
Right. No, we can't do that. You've got to find a space, get planning permission, build a wall, and then push it over. Oh, it just seems like such a lot of hard work.
Okay, how about this one, Your Majesty? Go with me on this. It's a bit left field. How about we don't kill him?
Ooh.
Yeah. I was thinking some form of custodial sentence.
I see. Yes, why not?
Yes, and if he escapes, we,
Cut off his ghoulies. To death.
Great.
So, Holmes, Who's the murderer?
It's quite simple, Watson.
Is it elementary?
Look, where did that expression come from? I never say elementary, dear Watson.
Oh, have you not heard that joke when you get lemon curd and smear it on my
Yes, arm? I have. It's filthy.
Anyway, what about the murderer?
It's quite simple, Watson. It's Miss Scarlet in the kitchen with the candlestick.
Right, well, let's have a look. Ha! Wrong again! It was Professor Plum. Ha!
Oh, this is a stupid game. It's based entirely on chance. My skills of deduction are useless in this game.
Deduce this, Holmes.
Good morning, the phone shop.
Hi, I don't think my phone bill is quite right.
Oh, your number's on the screen, madam. I'll just bring that up on the system. Ah.
Is there a problem?
No, it's just you appear to be on the wrong tariff. We phased out the Just Talk Now call plan.
Really?
Yeah, we found people weren't making enough calls for us to cover our overheads. So we replaced it with a new scheme called Just Talk Will You.
Oh, right.
And I see from your bill that you haven't been doing that enough.
Oh.
So we've penalised you.
Oh, that's not right, sure.
Oh, however, you may be more suited to one of our other call plans.
Oh, the one I was on before was fine.
Well, we've got Talk Whenever, that's good for business users. Talk Wherever, that's good for travellers. All Talk, that's good for heavy users. All Talk No Trousers, that's for people who tell us they'll use the phone lots, but they don't. Which is, really annoying. Then we've got the standard Talk Plus, Talk Plus Extra, and then Talk 70 Plus. That's for the over 70s. It's like Talk Plus, but louder. And then there's Talking Heads, in which Alan Bennett calls you once a day with a wry and amusing monologue that never actually makes you laugh out loud. Do any of those plans suit your needs?
Do you tie that in with my landline?
No.
Or the internet?
No.
Do you do any that I know for sure is the best deal?
No.
All right. Will I be able to compare prices?
Oh, yes.
Right. Good.
But you can't be bothered.
Oh, can't I?
No.
I see.
Do you want to just pay this nasty little bill and make it go away?
Yes, please.
Mr. Holmes, we meet at last. For many years, we have fought each other through the turn of events in the streets of London. Now it is the time for the final conflict.
You don't frighten me, Moriarty.
We shall play to the death.
What sort of a game?
Oh, can't you work it out? Isn't it elementary?
I don't say that!
I have decided the game we shall play to the death is Cluedo.
Oh, crap.
By the way, Watson told me a very good joke about you the other day.
Oh, don't you start.
That was Concrete Crowd, starring Robert Webb, Chris Pavlo, Sally Hawkins, Stephen Kinman, and Olivia Colman. It was written by James Carey, Robin Ince, Stephen Shepherd, Adam Bromley, Sally Hawkins, John Hintz, Ashley Blake, and Stuart Barker. Script editor was Steve Funder, James Carey. The producer was Adam Bromley.
And the Cow Concreters will return at the same time next week.